I always wanted to be in a spelling bee, and I never had the opportunity. When I was growing up, there really was not a spelling bee. Sometimes we sort of had pretend spelling bees in school, but I would see movies or read books when kids were in spelling bees. I didn't even want to win. I just wanted to be in one for fun. And I was so pleased when several years ago, Pittsburgh Project began sponsoring a spelling bee right here on the north side where our studios are located. And it's open to all Pittsburgh Public School students, as well as charter school students that are Pittsburgh public schools as well. And it attracts lots of folks. And the person helping to organize it, really organizing it, period, is Doreen Upshaw. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How did this idea even come about?
I had the idea probably about 2012. I wanted to do a spelling bee and happened to go into our executive director, Mr. Will Tompkins' office one day because he pulled me in for an idea that he had. And here he had the same idea.
That's something.
And mine's I had pretty much kind of kept to myself just for the busyness of work, didn't have time to get it in. So when he said he was interested and he wanted to do it and call it the Northside Open, kind of along with the big golf challenge that kind of goes on the opens, we thought it was a cool idea. And I started to just plan and prepare for it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That you both had the same idea? And Will is executive director of the Pittsburgh Project. Mm-hmm. I've known Will for a long time. And the Pittsburgh Project does so much good work, from
yes.
after-school work, fixing up homes for people, and it's known internationally for the work it does. They're right up on Charles Street on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the third,
third
spelling
annual.
Bee.
Yeah, we started our very first in 2015.
And let's talk about the process. How did it begin? Did people register to apply?
Yeah, we usually start our registration around January of every new year. The first year that we did it, we had probably our largest number of students from the Pittsburgh Public Schools and charter schools. And then those students do the semifinals after they register. And if they pass all of the testing that goes with the semifinals, which is three areas of testing, an onstage, a spelling test, which is like a 20-word spelling test, and then essay prompts that they have to write. If they make it through the semifinals, they end up in the finals, which this year will be on May 20th.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the semifinals, have those happened already?
Semifinals will be next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Yes, 10 o'clock at the Pittsburgh Project.
Okay, so you can come and attend and watch those at the Pittsburgh Project.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll recap those dates in a minute. Let me introduce you to the two people that are here with us this morning. Tatiana, how old are you?
11.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Schiller.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening now or later? Any shout-outs?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Who is in your family?
My mom, my sister, my granddad, my dad, and other people.
Well, that's nice. What's your sister's name?
Davida.
And is she younger or older?
Older.
So how old is she?
She's 18.
18. So, what else do you like? What do you like to do for fun?
I just like to play and stuff. And yeah, that's all.
Well, that's great. Do you like to play inside or outside?
Both.
Both. When you're inside, what do you like to do?
I like to play with toys and things.
And do you have something that you really enjoy when you're outside?
Yeah, like play with my friends, like tag and stuff.
I like tag a lot. Are you good at it?
I'm all right.
Do you ever play hide and go seek?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites too. Would you rather hide or seek?
Hide.
Yeah. You're my girl. That's exactly what I would. If you and I played together, we would both hide. And well, also here with us is Shania. And how old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 11 and I go to school at Propel Northside.
Well, it's nice to meet you. What neighborhood do you live in?
North Charles Street.
Excellent. And is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or any shout-outs? Can you tell me about your family?
I live with my mom, my dad, my baby sister, and my brother.
And how old's your baby sister?
2.
And what's her name?
Cheyenne.
And your brother?
He's 8, and his name's Carlos.
Carlos. Well, it's nice to meet both of you. So, Tatiana, you participated. Did you both participate last year? Or is it just Tatiana that were you involved last year in the spelling bee?
Yeah.
So what was it like? Can you tell me what you did to prepare and what the experience was like to go through?
Well, to prepare, like, I had to practice and stuff, and the experience was like, I was kind of nervous, but I was kind of excited at the same time.
I can imagine. What did you do to practice and get ready?
What I did to practice and get ready was I got a sheet of words, and like every day I practice and I practice spelling the words.
So you would just look at the words. Did somebody have to ask you what those words were, or did you copy them, or how did you do that?
My mom, she asked me to spell the words, and then she'll tell me if I was right, and she'd tell me if I, like, need to work on the word.
That's good. Can you tell me, some people, I think, listening would be curious to know the kinds of words that you know how to spell. Like, is there a word that you were really proud of learning how to spell that was hard at the beginning? I have some I'll tell you about. One of mine was benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T. It took me a long time to learn how to. Did you have that?
You got it.
Yeah, it took me a long time to learn how to spell benefit.
That's right.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Friend was another one for me. Mm-hmm. Is it I-E mm-hmm. or E-I? It's F-R-I-E.
Yes.
And D.
All right.
There's a whole bunch I can think of.
Yeah.
What about you, Shania? Did you do this last year, or is this your first year?
This is my first year.
So you're right in the thick of it. What have you been doing to prepare?
I would ask my brother, because he takes my paper and asks me how to spell words.
So Carlos is your coach here.
Yeah.
And Coach Carlos will just read out the words, and you'll need to spell them.
Yeah, and sometimes I would ask my mom and my dad.
So what kinds of words are you trying to tackle right now? Can you give me just some example words that are on your list? I see Doreen has some. We could challenge you both. Should we give them some practice? Do you want to give them some practice?
We just had a training last Saturday. So,
okay.
And I know Tatiana is already familiar because she did the training last year.
So these are words that they might be asked to spell.
Yes, we talk about homonyms and those words and the tricky ones that sound alike that are spelled different. So we would let them know that it's a homonym, and the word would be accept. But they need to ask us, ask the judge to give it to them in a sentence so that they can be sure that they're spelling the correct word.
Tricky, because it could be everybody's going to do this except you, or it could be I accept you for who you are. Mm-hmm. So
let's go with I accept you for who you are. Accept. Either one of you ladies can start.
A-C-C-E-P-T.
That is correct.
Okay. That's Shania. We do this little thing here. Okay, that's for you. Shania gets...
Got it.
That's your victory. Let's try another one, and we'll see if Tatiana gets it.
Okay, Tatiana, this is also a homonym, and it is bear. And we're going to go with when she came out of the office, her arms were bare.
Bear. B-A-R-E.
That is correct.
Wow. You guys are... I never thought about that. You really need to know which form is it. Can I try one?
Sure, you sure can. I'm going to give you a hard
give
one.
Give me
is
the,
that okay?
the hard one.
All right, we're going to give you a hard one, and that is kernel. And we're and you would need to ask me to use that in a sentence.
Could you please use that in a sentence?
Yes.
Colonel Sanders gave me kernels of corn, right?
that would be really tricky for a young person to figure that one out, right? Okay, so we're going to give you Colonel Sanders makes excellent chicken.
Wow, that's a hard one. And I'm doing this without looking at anything here. C-O-L-O-N-E-L, kernel.
That is correct.
Oh, goodness gracious, I got scared.
Good job.
It must, do you ever, when you're practicing, miss a word, but you knew that you knew it, and you just kind of said the wrong thing? I would think that happens, too. So what have you been doing to get ready for the stage part of this, Shania? Is it new to you to be up on stage to get ready?
It is. Because everybody's watching you and you get all nervous.
Yeah, I would find it that way too. You might not think so, but I'm used to kind of being here, not in front of lots and lots of people. Have you practiced in front of an audience, or have you been given any tips on... actually, you've done this, Tatiana. Do you have any tips about being up on stage? Any advice you would give somebody?
Like, if you close your eyes and you spell the word out, it'll probably be easier because you can imagine, like, there's no one there.
That's good advice.
It's very good advice.
That's good advice.
Shania, have you practiced by standing up in front of your family or others?
I would do it sometimes, and my mom would tell me don't be scared because...
Just don't be scared. Well, you both have a special advantage now, having been on the radio, but you clearly also have good coaching. What else, Doreen, should we know about the Northside Open?
Well, this past Saturday, in asking Shania and Tatiana, even along with her year in 2016, we do a training. We did a training this past Saturday, and they are actually on the platform that they will be on the day of the semifinals and the finals. And they are spelling words, and we're ringing the bell and letting them know if they get it correct. And we're giving them tips on how to, you know, slow down, ask for the word again. You can ask as many times as you want. You can ask for as many sentences as you want, as long as by the time you start spelling, you keep the words in a certain order and you spell them out.
Yeah.
So the training has been great for the students.
And that's good training in life, too, because if somebody asks you a question, you're allowed to take a moment to think about it before you answer.
Yes.
And you're also allowed... I don't know if I'd say, what did you mean by that? But you might say, could you ask me that again? I'm not sure I understood. Or could you please repeat that? Because sometimes the questions, does that ever happen to you too? Like somebody will ask you a question and it's like, I don't know what they meant. So you need to say, could you please repeat it?
Yeah,
I do that sometimes.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes too. I'm glad neither of you said, could you repeat that question to me after I asked you that question? Well, I'm excited. I didn't get a chance to ask you, Shania, what you like to do for fun. I'd asked Tatiana. She had mentioned playing tag and also playing inside. What do you like to do when you have time to yourself?
I like to go to my room by myself without my siblings around me.
And what do you do? Do you like to... write or read? Or
I like sometimes read, and I would like watch TV.
Great. Well, I'm really proud of both of you, and I have a feeling you're both going to do really, really well. Now, the finals are coming up.
On May the 20th is the final. The semifinals is next Saturday, the 29th.
And then May 20th from 10 to 1.
May 20th from 10 to 1 is our finals.
And that's at the Pittsburgh Project, which is right on Charles Street.
Yes.
on the north side. Yes. What a fun time that's going to be. And Tatiana, what neighborhood do you live in? Are you close to where you go to school in Schiller?
Not really.
No?
You're on the north side? I think you're
north
in the
side.
North side, yes.
Yes.
Yes, both
excellent.
Are on the north side.
But there will be students from all over, too,
pretty
right?
much, yes.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. You can go to pittsburghproject.org for more information. We've also linked to it. GOODLUCK to both of you. Thanks for being with us, Tatiana, Shania, and Doreen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.